Hey, it's Kristen. Welcome to Wellpower Podcast's Fuck It, where we give you a short and sweet overview of everything you need for your biohacking and wellness roadmap. Let's get some.
Magnesium. We are here to talk about magnesium today, and I'm going to start by saying that I am a fan of supplementation. So, of course, you can get magnesium from the foods you eat in a healthy diet, but I am also a fan of supplementation for several reasons, because the way the times have changed with soil quality, because of the fact that most of the literature is showing that 50% of the people in the world are not getting enough magnesium, recommended daily allowance magnesium, which is not even, it is a lean baseline for potentially the amount of magnesium we should be taking. And I am a fan of magnesium as one of the must-have categories in the supplementation world. So I brought this to the table for this episode because I get asked so many times about what supplements people should be taking, and because we are so unique and we each have our own bio-individuality. And so I want to remind you, first and foremost, that I'm not a medical professional, that you should be working with a functional medicine doctor, someone you trust, and really advocating for your own health in this process. I'm just sharing today anecdotally and in the literature and research what I see and what I understand from magnesium in the world, magnesium as a supplement, magnesium in the foods we eat. And I want you to live a healthy and wonderful and amazing life. And part of biohacking your happiness and your health is getting the right supplementation, the right nutrients, the right micronutrients, and the right food. So I'm going to continue to do some of these episodes around different types of supplements. I do categorize supplements in three categories. The must-haves is the first category. Magnesium is part of that, and that's why I will focus on the supplementation that I believe are must-haves for most people. The second category is nice-to-haves, and the third category is the last 10%. And while I'm happy to talk about all of those with people who inquire on Instagram or drop me emails at Kristin@warriorwomanmode, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, I am really wanting to put out the first few short episodes around supplements, these fuck-it episodes, the ones that I really think are the must-haves. And the must-haves fall under the umbrella of two qualifiers. The first qualifier is it's generally recognized as safe. So magnesium is a perfect example. There are some people who have contraindications with magnesium, and of course, they're working with medical professionals, but heart medication, if you're on diuretics or if you're on strong antibiotic cycle, there's some reasons you might not want to be taking magnesium. But generally for the main population, especially all the literature that talks about 50% or more of the people in the US and the UK being deficient in magnesium, it's typically something that's safe for most people. And has, secondarily, the qualifier is that it has few or limited contraindications. So important that you test, don't guess, and see what you need, but also magnesium, again, generally recognized as safe. So what is magnesium, right? Magnesium is a mineral. It is found in the earth, in the soil, in plants, in animals. It is something that is in, 60% of it is found in our bones. A lot of it is found in our muscle tissue. But also, magnesium is in every single cell of our body. So if you think about that, it's like directly correlated to the downstream effects of health, right? So you may not know that you're super magnesium deficient or slightly magnesium deficient for years and years and years because the body understands how to utilize magnesium that's in the bones and the muscles and transfer things around your system so that you can live another day. But 20, 30 years of magnesium deficiency can definitely create a different kind of aging, a different kind of health in the long run, and a different potentiality for disease. And so we want to make sure we have the right and sufficient amount of magnesium in our system daily now before we have to mitigate worse things down the road. If you listen to someone like Rhonda Patrick, who is a brilliant doctor who talks, I read a lot of literature through her foundmyfitness.com website, you really just start to get a better understanding. She's taken a lot deeper dives than I ever will be able to on magnesium. But, and also my mentor, Dan Garner, talks a lot about magnesium, why he uses it with his clients, and for the very same reasons that I'm going to cover today every single one of the women who work with me gets a magnesium. I do a nutritional profile, like a nutrient support sheet for them, and they each get a magnesium dosage on there for sure. It is definitely a must have as long as it's not contraindicated. So again, it's a mineral, it's a micronutrient. It is prevalent in our bodies. It is very well researched. It is the fourth most abundant mineral in the body, and it's hard to get enough of it. I learned from Wade Lightheart, who is the head honcho of Bioptimizers, and they make an incredible magnesium called Magnesium Breakthrough, which is the compilation of seven different types of magnesiums, which makes it so easy because you can get them all the seven of the best kinds in one capsule. And that makes opening bottles and life in general much, much more efficient. So check out Magnesium Breakthrough. They also sponsor this podcast, full disclosure, but you get yourself healthier by getting some magnesium from them using the code WELLPOWER, and you support me in the show. So bioptimizers.com. Wow, that was like a little mini ad. So I don't always do that, but that's lovely. Magnesium has like over 23 different kinds. You have to bind the magnesium. I am not a biochemist, but you have to bind the magnesium to another element in order for it to be absorbed by the body and then sometimes carried through different parts of the system. So certain elements that it gets bound to do certain things better than others. And that's why there's a lot of different kinds of magnesium. How do we break through the clutter of that? I'm going to do a little bit of that today. I will say also that my two favorite kinds of magnesium that I initially, before Magnesium Breakthrough was on the market at all, I utilized magnesium glycinate and magnesium citrate with my clients. Those are the two primary forms I use. It's because they show up in their literature showing the benefits that most of my clients who happen to be females are looking for. And so there are definitely other amazing versions of magnesium like orotate, which helps the heart and is great for metabolism and improving metabolic function, great for athletes. So all of these seven that are in Bioptimizers Magnesium Breakthrough, awesome. And we'll talk about a few, but mostly we're going to talk about the benefits of magnesium. That being said, I do want to mention one specific kind that I find whenever I have an intake call and I'm going through people's cabinets of supplementation that they're currently on, I constantly find to the nth degree, to a fault, magnesium oxide. So if you have magnesium in your cabinet and it's magnesium oxide, I want you to be really clear on, from a literature standpoint, from a usage standpoint, from an absorption standpoint, it is not really the best form of magnesium. It is definitely targeted and has a narrow path for use for acid reflux or constipation. And that's awesome if you want to get things moving like that, but it's not going to give you the benefit that the other types of magnesium out there in the world are going to give you. So my strong recommendation is that you switch it out, that you get something else in addition, or something that is a multiples of magnesium in one capsule. The benefits are many, and I'm surprised that it's not more often spoken about, but it is a basic micronutrient. We know of it because it is in foods that we eat. You can eat pumpkin seeds and quinoa, halibut, salmon, dark chocolate. Don't overdo it. I know you're going to be like, I have to get my magnesium, four dark chocolate bars. We find it in dark leafy greens like Swiss chard and spinach. And there are ways to get it definitely by eating a healthy, nutritious diet. But you really need to supplement with it in addition, because magnesium only stays in the body for about 24 hours till you need to get more. So you're always wanting to eat the foods or take a tablet every single day. So let's cut to the benefits of magnesium. First and foremost, I think the thing that is amazing about magnesium is it helps with sleep. So when I dose magnesium, when I typically, not always, but when I set up a nutritional support form for clients to follow, a routine for them to follow over the course of the 9 weeks they're working with me, I have them taking their magnesium on an empty stomach. If you can tolerate it, that's the best way to take it. And I have them taking it at night. Especially coming off of last year and some of the challenges and stressors in life today, I find that because it does have some benefit to help with sleep, that taking it an hour or two before bedtime, when you're taking your nighttime supplements, etc., on an empty stomach is the very best time for me personally and also many of my clients to be able to get some good solid rest. And again, I take a few things at night, but I do track my sleep and just have noticed that the protocol I do at nighttime really helps me get more REM, more deep sleep, which is not something that's easy to get these days. So definitely sleep is one of the key pieces of what magnesium does as a benefit. It helps with protein formation. It helps with DNA repair. It helps regulate the nervous system, right? Something that we all really need. And part of that regulation of the nervous system is directly related to this big benefit of anti-stress and anti-depress. So when you read the literature, there's a ton of research really around magnesium and the usage of magnesium to be able to reduce stress and then also to go toe-to-toe with specific antidepressant medications. So I just want to read this name because I'm not familiar with every single one of them, but imipramine. So in 2008, a randomized clinical trial showed magnesium effective in an equal amount to the antidepressant imipramine, which is when they have these randomized clinical trials, I like that because what it means is that they're putting typically somebody in a control group, somebody in a placebo group, somebody in the magnesium group, and they're doing the testing. It's long-term, and it's, in this case, 1,900 people, I think. So I try to find the studies that are the largest number of people and diverse people, and I love to find the studies if they have women included in them, and just looking at that from a comparative standpoint. Now, again, this doesn't mean you should be going off your antidepressant meds if they've been prescribed by a doctor, but it does mean, here's another little supplementation drop, much like rhodiola, which is an adaptogenic flower, an herb that comes encapsulated and dried, which I love rhodiola for people who are tackling feeling low, feeling anxious, feeling depressed. Rhodiola, magnesium, great little stack right there to put together to help work against those, let's call them like, it's the mood boosters. It's helping manage your mood. And those are clinically researched and they show up real strong. So I do want to talk about or say that magnesium has a direct correlation to helping your mood stay positive, stay boosted throughout the course of the day. Again, for you to do your own research, but hundreds of studies showing this are really interesting, and the efficacy of these, of both rhodiola and magnesium, but magnesium specifically keeps continuing to show up. And it's this anti-anxiety, antidepressive qualities in people in studies and trials. The next thing is muscle contraction, or let's talk about like exercise, right? We're all out here, we're working out, we're doing exercise, we're getting it done. Magnesium helps with muscle contraction. It helps the blood sugar get into the muscles. So taking it before a workout in some form helps you get the sugar that you need in order for your muscles to react, right? You have to have a glucose dump. That happened with my continuous glucose monitor. So you have to have that glucose dump happen in your body in order for your muscles to function. And also helps with the disposal and flushing of lactate, right? When we get to that lactate threshold where we're like, ooh, I could feel it. It helps with that, moving that through our bodies. If you look at low magnesium, it's definitely linked to, in the research, obesity and chronic inflammation. And so we really want to know that we're all trying to like lessen the water weight, lessen the inflammation, lessen what's going on overall systemically in our bodies with inflammatory properties. And so magnesium is helping with that, right? So low magnesium is linked to that, which means we need to be able to get enough magnesium in our system. And then one other thing I wanted to mention that I think is a cool, interesting benefit for women specifically, cycling women, is that enough magnesium in your system helps improve the symptoms of PMS, right? Again, we talk about inflammation. We talk about carrying water weight. We talk about feeling irritable and sort of putting up a barrier against that irritability by using it as a mood booster. And we talk about stress and we talk about getting better sleep. And all of these things are going to help mitigate symptoms that are typically known as PMS. So putting magnesium in our bodies for that reason really helps over the long haul. I hope that that gave you, in 15 minutes or less, a little overview of magnesium, talking about several different types of magnesium, letting you know that Bioptimizer's Magnesium Breakthrough is just crushingly good and something I really highly recommend. And I'm here for questions, for concerns, and to talk more about supplementation to make your body more well. So feel free to shoot me an email or hit me on Instagram, Clubhouse Now, Warrior Woman, and I'm happy to answer. Have a great one.